31 to 32. Our series on the kingdom of God is like continues today with the parable of the mustard seed. God encourages us to keep planting the seed of the word. Matthew 13, 31 to 32. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. As you heard Diane introduce that lesson today from Matthew 13, we continue our journey in this sermon series on the kingdom of God is like. Today, comparing it to a mustard seed, which Daniel did a great job of explaining with our children a moment ago. A seed that starts out small but grows into a big bush again, useful for many things. The parable is, in some ways, connected to an earlier parable in that same chapter, the parable of the seeds and the sower. And in that respect, God wants us to keep on casting that seed, as Bobby mentioned a couple of weeks ago, to broadcast that seed, to keep planting it. And no matter how small and significant or insignificant that may be, we continue to plant the seed, knowing that we do that, and we do it in Jesus' name, that God helps it to grow and be nourished and continue to produce fruit. Our goal then is to keep planting and let God do the rest. Well, this morning we have 3 points to our sermon. They're listed in your bulletin on the screen. You can take notes as we follow along. And the first one we're talking about this mustard seed is to think about dynamite coming in small packages. And that's exactly what I thought when I thought about this mustard seed. Again, a seed so small and insignificant that you just think, well, not much is going to grow from that. But then all of a sudden, this bush, this great big bush, like a tree grows. So I thought about dynamite. It may be a small thing, but it has a huge explosion. Well, there was a fella way down deep in East Texas. His name was Boudreaux. That's how far in East Texas he was, all right? Well, Boudreaux was out fishing one day when he came back with a boatload of fish. The game warden was watching him, and he come over and said, "Boudreaux, how you caught all them fish?" Boudreaux said, "Come see." So they got in a boat. They went out to that spot. Boudreaux said, "This is the spot." So he pulled out a stick of dynamite, and he lit it. And the warden, he does start hollering. He said, "Boudreaux, you can't do that. You can't fish with that there dynamite. What you taking, boy?" Just then, Boudreaux threw him the dynamite. The warden caught it. And he said to the warden, "You going to sit there hollering, or are you going to fish?" Got to plant the seed, right? So it can explode and grow. It's interesting to note that the inventor of dynamite, Alfred Nobel, when he came upon this discovery of this power greater than anything previously known, he was looking for a word to describe it. And he asked a friend who was a Greek scholar what the Greek word for explosive power was. Well, that was easy. Dunamis is the word in Greek. So he used that to describe this power he had invented, and he called it dynamite. That discovery, of course, earned him a fortune. But later he regretted that, amassing that fortune from a substance that led to many people's deaths. And there was a time in his life when actually his brother died, and the obituary came out with his name on it, and it kind of was a wake-up call for him to say, "What did I do here with this? I've made a lot of money, but it's a destructive, powerful force." And so if you know the story, you know that Nobel, upon his death, took his many millions of dollars and contributed to a fund that would go toward the person each year who had given the greatest effort to work for peace among humanity. We know that as the Nobel Peace Prize, every year awarded to someone who has made great efforts to bring about peace instead of destruction. So it's not always the gifts or discoveries that we have or make that are the important thing. It's what we do with them. Nobel turned this deadly invention into a means for promoting world peace and welfare. A small, powerful seed, but used instead of destructively to make a positive influence and difference for the world. So dynamite does indeed come in small packages like a mustard seed. Second point is about the miracle of growth. And though the parable today is short and sweet and to the point, it's very powerful. Two short little verses. But Jesus uses that example of the mustard seed to talk about the kingdom of heaven, which is a great big thing. At first glance, it seems that there's quite a contrast between the two, using something small to talk about something great. Let's think back, though, to the Christmas story. That's not that long ago that we celebrated Christmas, about a month ago. And think about how God chose to come into this world. Think about it again, a tiny infant, helpless, so tender and mild. And yet in that tiny infant was contained God's plan of salvation for the whole world. Talk about a small seed that would do things that we hadn't even imagined. Christ came and that tiny infant became the Savior of the world. Last night we were blessed again to celebrate a baptism, big family here, tiny baby, 6 months old, and that seed of faith was planted in her through the Word of God and the water poured upon her head. And like Mary, pondering all those things about Jesus and what he might do, Mom and Dad last night, Cohen and Kirsten, may have similar thoughts and dreams about their little daughter. What unique gifts has God given to her? How will the Holy Spirit prompt her to serve God? You know, parents and sponsors are there to encourage, to teach, to guide, to pray for, to be with that child, help them learn God's Word and to grow in their faith. But you know, we don't do that alone because it is kind of a daunting task. Think about my own granddaughter we just baptized a couple of weeks ago as well, my first one. Exciting news. But there's a lot in my heart and mind, I know in my son and daughter-in-law's heart and mind, Ben and Courtney, that they're thinking of, what's she going to do in life? What's going to happen? Right now all she does is eat, sleep, and do those other things, you know. But she's going to grow and she's going to do some great things. We just can't wait to see what God has in store for her. But again, we don't accomplish that task alone. It's God who helps us to continue to nourish the seed of faith that is planted in baptism. What a holy and awesome task that truly is. So seed planting continues, not just at baptism, but wherever you and I go. Whoever comes across our path, God gives us an opportunity again to broadcast that seed of faith. I'm always amazed when I take a seed of grain or a flower seed in my hand. I mean, how does that seed know to grow into what it is meant to be? How does a mustard seed know to grow into this large shrub that birds can come and nest in? How does a pecan know to grow into this great tree that produces fruit that makes the most wonderful, delicious pecan pies? How does a tiny yellow kernel of corn turn into a stalk that produces food for hundreds of people to eat throughout the world? Well, to answer that is to look to the Creator Himself, God, our Father Almighty. You see, God's the ultimate master gardener, who not only plants, but puts the very gift of life in each precious seed, the DNA that directs that particular seed to grow into what it will become. The same is true of people. God takes DNA from a man and from a woman, combines them together into a person who has characteristics of both mom and dad, but also is unique in their own special way. That's amazing when you think about that. Wow. Jesus shares more about the mustard seed later in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, when he says, "Truly I say to you, if you have the faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing," Jesus said, "will be impossible for you." A little faith goes a long way. It's truly a wonder and a joy. What can happen when we allow Jesus to live in us? When we allow Jesus to work in us and through us? Which leads today to our final point about making someone's day. And no, making someone's day is not about Clint Eastwood, not Dirty Harry, pointing the gun at the would-be robber saying, "Go ahead, punk, make my day." In fact, the idea is quite the opposite. It is to pay it forward. Pay it forward is an expression that describes the beneficiary of a good deed repaying it to others instead of to the original benefactor. In other words, if someone does a good deed for you, you go and do that good deed not to pay them back, but to others, to continue to spread those good deeds around the world. Well, that idea of pay it forward was put into a movie, I think, about 16, 17 years ago, based on a book by the same name. A story about a young boy who did three good deeds for others in need. In return, all that that child wanted was for them to pass on the good deed to three other people, and then to three other people beyond that, to keep the cycle going and growing. You know, one good deed might not seem like much, but if everyone did one good deed or a couple of good deeds and people keep passing that on or paying it forward, that cycle of generosity and kindness can spark us to become better people. This is not rocket science. Anybody can do this. Here's some examples. As you're driving through the local burger joint to get a meal, here's one way you can do that. Pay for the people behind you their meal and tell the cashier when they come up, their meal's been paid for it, and to pass it on or to pay it forward. Or if it's pouring down rain and you see somebody that didn't have an umbrella and you've got one, go and share it with them. Keep them from getting soaking wet. Maybe you have an elderly neighbor. Go over and ask them if they need some help with something. They will be delighted. Tell the manager at your restaurant, instead of complaining about the waiter or waitress, compliment them and tell them you ought to give them a raise. They're doing such a good job. That works well. Cook a meal for a new mother. My goodness, you don't realize, or maybe you remember, caring for a newborn baby is a lot of hard work and you're tired. A new mom would appreciate that very much. Or maybe you're mowing your lawn or washing your car. Go over and wash your neighbor's car or mow his lawn or her lawn. Drive an older person in the neighborhood to the grocery store, to the doctor, or even better, take their list for them and go to the grocery store and get what they need. Be a mentor to someone who needs support. We've got a great program in our schools. I know Daniel's a part of that, the Otter Ministry, where we read to children, young children in the school to help them learn how to read. What a great gift of time to give to our children. Or do some work for a client or associate of yours that can't afford the services and do it free of charge. Those are just some ways to pay it forward. And I mentioned that anybody can do these things, but here's the vision and here's the motivation for us in our Christian faith. And that is to put our faith into it. So whatever you do, any of those things or more, do it in the name of Jesus. And do it solely to honor God, not to get paid back, but do it to honor God. And if someone thanks you, share that you were inspired by God to help them, to serve them, to love them. This is what it means for us as people of faith, to keep planting the seed, to keep broadcasting that seed of faith. Again, some of these things may be small, but like the mustard seed, they can go a long way into touching people's lives with the love of Jesus. As Jesus said in a verse that's a part of our baptism always, Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen.